Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering a variety of Starbucks beverages and an assortment of sandwiches, soups, and pastries, located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. During Earth Week, we visit with a celebrated Alabama actress who is a distinguished arts educator, Dr. Tonia Stewart, and special guest LaCheryl Silly, whose 20-year thrifting lifestyle has her teaching others how to reuse goods creatively for environmental sustainability, joins us from Montgomery by Skype. Dr. Tonia Stewart, what an honor to catch up with you by Skype.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you, Carolyn. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Dr. Stewart, you have a special guest sitting beside you.
My special guest and friend is LaCheryl Silly. LaCheryl is by trade a pharmacist, but by her gift and love and work here in the last few years, she's gone to thrifting for a lot of people by giving them an outlet as to how to buy quality goods and not pay the top dollar for them.
Dr. Stewart, a year ago, something unusual happened in your life.
A year ago, exactly in June, a young lady found me by Facebook. Are you the person that worked with young people in theater? She told me that her mother made a request on her dying bed, that the mother owned a men's clothing shop, and she wanted her daughter to find this lady in Alabama that worked with young people and encouraged them in the performing arts. She said, give everything left to her to help young people in the performing arts. When I found out what she had and went to get it, I said, we're going to call it Suited for Success. So when this opportunity came with over 150 suits, shirts, belts, neckties, I said, God, I thank you. You've given me something else to do to touch the lives of young people. So we will give these suits to any young person that a principal, a teacher, a counselor, a minister would recommend. And in the process of getting a marketing plan out there to let the young people know that you're not alone. And I want to put a special note in the pocket of every one of these suits, scripture, that lets them know that the way is already made and that God is in the plan. And when you make one step, he'll make two.
Was there any help for clothing for young women?
Well, Miss Sue Tang with Tang's Alterations heard about what I was doing. And then she called me and gave me 100 evening gowns. And these young ladies in the performing arts, they've got to be able to dress for different occasions, so give them a gown. So it has grown that way. Now I would love to also be able to give each recipient a small stipend. They'll have that $100 or that $150 and wear that suit or wear that dress and feel confident that I don't have anything to worry about. I am complete. I was able to retire in 2019 and now focus on the work and the teachings of those who loved me and inspired me so that I can pass it on.
And how did you and LaCheryl Silly meet?
She took me thrifting.
What do you do on a thrifting trip?
I am planning a thrifting trip in the Montgomery Prattville area, and it's on April 27th, and it starts at 8:30, and we're going to thrift on the bus all day long. We're going to have lunch. It's going to be community. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have fashion shows. It's going to be amazing.
This is Earth Week. Your advocacy, LaCheryl Silly, of thrifting, reusing things, is eco-friendly.
Oh, absolutely. Thrifting does correlate with living more green. You keep things out of the landfill. You know, so some of the best stuff has already been made. It's already been discovered. Like the influences of the film and movies from like the 50s and looking at the women and what they were wearing, the fabulous clothes and the details. All of those things, when you're thrifting, you can look for those details in clothing.
You have such an interesting background. You attended auction school in Iowa. You studied interior design, the decorative arts, but you have a story. Take us back 20 years and why you started thrifting.
This is the irony of it. To begin with, I didn't want to thrift. my husband that I was dating in college, we were going to an event. You know, he needed an outfit, and he was like, we're going to go find something. I was like, okay, what mall you want to go to? He said, the mall? I'm not going to the mall. I said, well, then where are you going to get your clothes if you're going on a date with me? He said, I'm going to the thrift store. I said, really? So I was very resistant. But I tell you what, once I decided to go inside and not pout in the car, I was hooked. And I wanted more people to understand what was available, because anything somebody has, you can find at the thrift stores, the estate sales, garage sales are wonderful places as well. So you'll find it on the curbs. I mean, there's so many ways to thrift.
During Earth Week, you're advocating reusing goods creatively, environmental sustainability, reusing goods to keep them out of the landfill.
We all have to decrease our carbon footprint by reusing. You know, you can buy things for the buttons. You can buy things for pieces and patch things. You can mend to make those things your own. You can upcycle. There's so many ways that you can be thrifty.
Tell us more about the thrifting tour.
Well, the thrifting tour is on the 27th. This is Saturday.
They're going to gather at a Home Depot on the Eastern Boulevard. We're going to meet there in the parking lot, and we're going to get on that big bus.
And I would love for a lot of young people to come, you know, to go thrifting. And I learned about thrifting when I was a little girl. Every year, my mother would send my sister and me to Chicago, and my aunts would get together, and we're going shopping. And when we got in the car, we ended up at Goodwill, Salvation Army, all those places. And when we packed our bags to come home, we'd have a trunk of clothing for the year. We learned to appreciate the quality of fabric and clothing and shoes and everything that it would take to make you look well-groomed and neat. And they always taught us it wasn't the price of what you wore. The important thing is that you were always clean.
You are trying to give these young people a great start in their professional careers.
Yes.
If people want to find out more, is there a website, Miss Silly, that you can send them to?
At thriftstyleliving.com, and there's information about the tour there.
And the same for the Suited for Success. They can look up Tommy Tania Stewart, click on there, and they'll find out Suited for Success and find out how to contact us for that.
Dr. Stewart, what's ahead in your acting career?
Right now, I'm working on a few short films. One in Texas, one in Mississippi, and one in Pennsylvania. And these three films are supporting young upcoming directors and producers. The latest stint was on the Tyler Perry's Ruthless, and I'm waiting to know if I'm going to go back on there. But I had a wonderful time with Tyler Perry. One of the things that I'm doing for the state of Alabama that I'm excited about, several professors from the community college system have been working with me on getting arts and entertainment accepted as a part of the workforce development for the state of Alabama. We need to add arts and entertainment so that when movies come through the state, when they're even considering coming here, they can find out that there is a list, that we do have trained people. There's an incubator that will be setting up classes where people can learn the workforce for entertainment and the arts. The state will pay for the training. And this is so important to me. And I started working on this 11 years ago, and finally it's getting some traction.
Dr. Stewart, thanks for being our guest today.
Well, thank you. And I got to give a shout out to Dr. Jack Hawkins, president of Troy. He and Ray White have really been in my corner. Ray White helps me with the Martin Luther King celebration. Dr. Hawkins has always committed Troy University to work with us, and they sponsor it with Alabama State University's president, Dr. Quentin Ross. God is good, and as long as he has a role for me to play, an assignment for me to carry out, I'm a willing vessel.
Thank you, Dr. Stewart, and LaCheryl Silly, thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so lucky to have this amazing woman in my life. I tell you, she's such a mentor for me.
Joining us by Skype for Earth Week were Dr. Tania Stewart and LaCheryl Silly, with several of their projects to help young people and the environment. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.